Now that brings me, friends, to the third chapter, and we come to a section here that I must confess that to me is rather, shall I say, just a little boring. Well, let me just mention one or two things that took place in this chapter. King Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, he had no son as his successor, so that his brother, Jehoram, is the one who reigns after him. And we have Jehoram who comes to the throne. Now, Moab rebels against Israel, and Jehoshaphat joins forces with Jehoram to go against Moab. And Jehoshaphat again calls for a prophet of Jehovah. And Elisha refuses at first, but he responds because of the presence of Jehoshaphat that is there. And Elisha announces that God would give them both water, which they sorely needed, and victory over Moab, which was granted. That's what we have here in chapter 3. And Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, he had no son, and so we find Jehoram. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. You see, it was actually the brother of King Ahaziah, and he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and his mother, for he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. That is calf worship. And now we are told that the king of Moab came, and they tried to get Elisha to come. He wouldn't at first, and then finally he did come, and probably we ought to pick that up here. In verse 11, we are told, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord's with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. Now notice, Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I'd not look toward thee nor see thee. And then Elisha gave the promise that there would be water, there would be a victory, and God gave the victory.